High school basketball is on the air.
Here's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game.
We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup.
42-41, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound, Brown goes back up, and the shot is...
Here's KHS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS. We're at the Tiger Gym tonight for a Class C2 district championship ball game between Hastings St. Cecilia and the Sutton Phillies. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle and coach into the district championship ball game. I know it's always a goal for the girls, and tonight you're sitting on the doorstep.
Yeah, we're here, and it's hard to believe we're here, and had a tough sub-district game with Blue Hill last week to get here, so we kind of earned that spot. We felt like we're happy to be here, and hopefully we play well.
Always got the wild card to fall back on if things don't go your way tonight. Currently sitting in second place in the point standings, but I'm sure you guys really want to chomp down the nest at the end of the night.
Yeah, that's the whole goal, and we said that at the start of the year. That was one of our goals, and so that's really going to step to the forefront here tonight, and hopefully we don't feel any pressure because of that, that wild card being there, but you don't want to play too loose either and just not go out there and give a good effort. So it's a balance. We hope to balance it, and hopefully we have a good night.
Let's talk about your sub-district. You picked up a win over Donovan Trumbull in the first game, 57-30, and then really had to go toe-to-toe with Blue Hill in the second ball game, winning 44-42.
Yeah, it was really unfortunate that Blue Hill and us were in the same sub-district. I wish they'd fix that because, two good teams, two top 10 teams, and one of them may have to stay home, and that's never a good thing. I think that's bad for basketball when that happens. And so, we had to fight, tooth and nail against Blue Hill, and they gave us everything we wanted and had us down there late in the fourth quarter, and things were looking a little bleak, but we made some plays down the stretch to come out of there with a victory.
Happy with your play in those two games?
What's that?
Were you happy with your play in the first two games?
Yeah, pretty happy. I think we didn't shoot the ball extremely well in either game, but I think that's one thing that maybe was due to the Minden gym. The background's just a little bit different, and the size of the court, and a lot of that can be Blue Hill's defense. They played us pretty tough defensively. And so anytime you're playing basketball, it comes down to shooting. Whether it's NBA or college or high school or little kids, you got to make your shots to make points on the scoreboard. And when you get those shots, you got to make those opportunities count.
You've had a few days off between the end of your sub-district and this district championship ball game. About 8 days. Did it come at a good time?
It did. Claire Hamburger had a little sore knee, and that's one thing that gave her a little time to heal. And we did a little conditioning last week, and I think we prepared, and hopefully we stayed sharp. But that's always tough to tell. When you don't take the floor for that many days, it's always tough to tell what it's going to be like, especially early in the game, since you haven't been playing for 8 days. And it's just going to be interesting to see both teams how it comes out the first quarter.
You've got a familiar foe to play here tonight. This is the team you wrapped up the regular season with and beat them pretty easily. Is it nice to have a familiar foe here in the championship game?
Well, this is the fourth time we played them in the last 2 years, and so they are pretty familiar, even though the fact that they have a different squad than they had last year, most of them. But, we're pretty familiar with one another. Both of us play good, solid defense. Both of us like to push the ball and get easy shots. And so it's a very, interesting combination, interesting matchup. And, it's good to have a familiar foe, but it's also, at the same time, they're a pretty good team. It's tough to be in the same district from the same area.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about the Phillies as our Pepsi pregame show continues after this.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Back with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. It's Hawkettes getting ready to take the floor here tonight in the district championship ball game against the Sutton Phillies. Again, the team you beat earlier this year, coach, 42-22. What about that ball game? What are the things you remember out of the thing?
Well, I didn't think we played really extremely well. We had missed a lot of layups. We had a lot of uncharacteristic turnovers, and we still come out with a 20-point win. And so, when you don't play well, it doesn't show up on the scoreboard necessarily. But after we watched the film and we showed the girls what some of the things we did wrong and got to take care of, I hope we learned something from that and can apply it tonight.
Talk about Sutton. What type of team is this? What are we going to see?
They start with their guards. Their two guards are excellent guards. They handle the ball well. They can both score pretty well. Their rest of their players really know when to get their guards the ball. They play really solid defense, and that's one thing that got them to this point. I think their sub-district was a pretty good sub-district, but you know they did a good job on defense, handled them on defense and advanced. And so it's a very kind of a mirror image in a lot of ways, good matchup for both teams.
Looks like they play a lot of low-scoring games and maybe hang their hats on their defense to keep them in games.
Yeah, and that's you know that's a tribute to their coaches. They're both defensive coaches and really want them to get after it and dig in on defense. And that's you know they do a good job of it. They hold some good teams down, and that's we're gonna have to find ways to score and put the ball in the hoop.
Wiseman girl, Kaylin Wiseman, is our leading scorer, averaging about 10 points per ball game. What have you seen about her?
Well, she's very good. She's a freshman, but she doesn't play like a freshman. She shoots the three real well. She drives the ball. You know, she's capable of scoring from anywhere in the front court. And we have to do a good job defensively on her and the Lemkow girl. Those two are really where their bread and butter is offensively. And you know, the other girls can knock down shots if they're open. So you can't just leave them wide open either. So it's always a challenge. And the district final game, you know, the gym's going to be juiced up and a lot of hype in the air. And so it's going to be interesting to see who rises to the top and who has a little bit struggles.
What's one about some of the things you guys have to do tonight to get out here with a win?
Well, I think, you know, it starts and ends with our defense. Our defense has been pretty good all year, and we've been in a lot of big games, close games, and that's one thing that we kind of hang our hat on. You know, we'll give up a few points here and there, but we just don't want to give up anything easy. We don't want to give up any fast breaks. We don't want to give up any layups if we can do that. You know, and conversely, that's what we want to do on the other end. We want to get some fast breaks and layups and easy points. But I think any time you're playing a good defensive team, those things are tough to come by. So when you get them, you got to capitalize.
Capitalize in the half court, too, if they get you in that point.
Right, and a lot of times the postseason slows down a bit. You don't get as many fast break opportunities, and possessions take a little longer. And I think when we get into an offensive set, we got to do the things we want to do and try to get the shots we want.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting laps, play-by-play description coming up next. It's Sutton and St. Cecilia tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. Tonight, it's district championship night in girls high school basketball across the state of Nebraska. For the winners, a ticket to the state tournament. For those who are defeated, it's a wait and watch for a wild card. Tonight, we take you to Hastings High, where Hastings St. Cecilia is battling Sutton. The Hawkettes come into tonight's game with a 9-game winning streak, but had to sneak one out against Blue Hill last week.
Back out of the wing to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger back down in the corner to right, holds the ball, lobs it inside. Prevett's got the ball, wheels in the lane, her shot is up there, good. Josie Prevett scores.
It's the Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes, the Sutton Phillies, and it's next on 1230 KHAS. Let's take you courtside to the jungle. Mike Wills on the call.
Ed, hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS at the Jungle at Hastings High. This is district championship night here tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on the Phillies out of Sutton. I'm Mike Willock, call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in a record of 20 wins and 3 losses on the season. The Hawkettes have won 11 games in a row. St. Cecilia has the safety net, so to speak. They're currently sitting in second place as far as the point standings are concerned. Remember, there's 6 district champions going to be crowned tonight across the state in Class C2, and then there's a couple of wild cards. Hastings St. Cecilia currently in a good spot right behind Crofton in those power rankings. So in case they slip up tonight, the Hawkettes would still qualify for the state tournament next week. That is not the same story for the Sutton Phillies. They are on down the list as far as the power rankings are concerned. The Phillies come in a record of 16 wins and 8 losses on the season. They will have to win tonight in order to qualify for the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Phillies coming off with their sub-district title as they beat Sandy Creek and Superior in the two ball games. They beat Sandy Creek by a score of 45-30. That was not a surprise. What was a surprise is they beat the Superior Wildcats in knocking off Superior, a state-ranked team, in the sub-district final last week, winning by a score of 44-41. The Phillies have actually won 4 out of the last 5 ball games. Their only loss was to Hastings St. Cecilia in the final game of the regular season at 42-22. Before that, they picked up a couple of wins over Fillmore Central and Tri-County. So Sutton playing maybe their best basketball of the season, and that's what you like to see when you get to a district championship time here tonight. So a good crowd on hand here at the Tiger Gym tonight. Remember, there's 6 other district championships being decided tonight in Class C2. At Waverly tonight, it's Palmyra playing UTAN. At Oakland Craig, it is Pender against Homer. At Central Community College in Columbus tonight, Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family is playing Shelby Rising City. Here at Hastings High, you've got Sutton against Hastings St. Cecilia. At Boyd County up in Spencer, you've got Crofton and Ainsworth. And out at North Platte tonight, you've got Ravenna taking on Dundee County Stratton. 6 district champions, 2 wild cards moving on to the state high school basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS. Playing the national anthem as we got sent for basketball here tonight at the Tiger Gym. We told you about this Class C2 matchup. There's also action going on in Classes C1, D1, and D2. In fact, some area teams are involved in district championships tonight in the other classes. C1 5 is being held over at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson, whether it's Lindfrell Arena tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic is playing number 1 ranked Minden. Also in the area tonight, you've got the D1-3 district final at Grand Island Central Catholic. Humphrey St. Francis up against Red Cloud. And also in action tonight in the district championship, you've got the Giltner Hornets. They're playing at Gibbon tonight against Bertrand. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia and the Sutton Phillies here tonight in high school basketball action here at the Tiger Gym. We'll get to the starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. 3 convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Sutton Phillies, again, the record of 16 wins and 8 losses on the season, coached by Monica Smith. They've got Kaylin Wiseman getting a start. She's just a freshman, 5'6", but Wiseman is the leading scorer on the team, averaging 10.1 points per ball game, 3 rebounds per game. Also averaging 1.8 assists and 1.8 steals per game. Delaney Lemkall is a 5'6" junior. She is averaging 6 points and 2.1 rebounds per game, 1.9 assists and 1.8 steals per contest. Tara Raymer is a 5'7" junior. Raymer is averaging 4.8 points per ball game and about 1 rebound per game. Alexa Johnson is a 5'10" junior. Johnson is averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. And Savannah Sherman is a 5'10" freshman. Sherman is averaging 7 points and 4.7 rebounds per ball game. Sutton is a team that is averaging 47.3 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 36.9 on the defensive end. Sutton is hitting 35% of their field goal tries so far this year, 25% from 3-point territory, 62% from the free throw line. They hold their own on the boards. 24 rebounds for Sutton, 24 for the opposition. 11 turnovers per ball game for Sutton. They force 16 on the defensive end. For the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia, they will go this way. It will be Claire Hamburger, a 5'9" junior. Hamburger is averaging 16 points and 5.8 rebounds per ball game, 3.3 assists and 1.9 steals per game. Chandra Farmer is a 5'3" and sophomore. Farmer is averaging 14.6 points and 2 rebounds per game. Farmer is averaging 3.6 assists and 3.4 steals per game. Carly Wright is a 5'8" junior. Wright is averaging 5.6 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. Josie Prevent, a 5'8" junior. Prevent averaging 2.8 points and 2.2 rebounds per game. And Morgan Nicola, a 6-foot senior. Nicola is averaging 9 points and 6 rebounds per game. She leads the team in block shots with 81, and she's also averaging 5.9 assists per ball game. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe, Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Courtside here tonight at the Jungle. A new spot for us here as we play in the district championship ball game in Class C2 here tonight. The Hawkins going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard, although playing here in Hastings tonight. The Sutton Phillies will be in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red and the black. St. Cecilia will be in their blue uniforms, and the ball is in the air. The Sutton Phillies control the opening tip. Sutton will shoot to our basket to our left. There's a pass to the wing on the left side. It's going to be intercepted, but out of bounds in the far sideline was a Carly Wright facing St. Cecilia. It'll be Sutton playing things in. The Hawks expected to play a man-to-man defense here tonight, and that's what they'll open with here tonight. Here's a Limcaw with the ball. She works with Farmer out here in 3-point territory. Top of the key, that's going to be Raymer with the ball. Takes it to the free throw line, traveling violation. Raymer called for the extra steps right there at the free throw line. First turnover on Sutton in the ball game, and they average 11 per ball game on the season. Just underway, he's seen St. Cecilia and Sutton, and the Phillies are applying some pressure here in backcourt. Here comes Farmer back with the ball. Her wrist is still taped up. She's been injured the past couple of weeks, but playing here tonight. There's Nicola with the ball. Comes out to Hamburger, top of the key. Drives the ball to between a couple of defenders. Drives it down to the baseline and loses the ball out of bounds. Hamburger split a couple of defenders here at the elbow on the right side. Took it right to the hole. And she loses the ball out of bounds underneath the basket. The first turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. Here come the Phillies back with the ball. We played about 30 seconds here in the ball game. No score between the Sutton Phillies and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. There's Johnson with the ball. Johnson comes over here on the wing. On the left side, that's going to be Wiseman. Comes out between the circles. Raymer mishandles the ball, picks it up on the far sideline. Goes over to Limcall. Limcall dribbling with the ball against Farmer. Gets it down to the top of the key to Sherman. Sherman moves it over here in the right wing. That's going to be Wiseman again with the ball. She's her leading scorer, averaging 10 points per ball game. Claire Hamburger will draw her. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Ball comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a turnover in St. Cecilia. So two possessions and two turnovers in the Hawkettes. And at our new location, we nearly got taken out here in the first 1 minute and 5 seconds of this ball game as Chandra Farmer ends up right in front of us here on the court side at press row, so to speak. Here's a the Sutton Phillies with the ball, a long-range jumper from the right wing. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Sherman. She's going to be hacked down there. Now she's going to be tied up in the play. She loses control of the ball. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So it'll be the Hawkins coming back with the basketball. 6:39 to play here in the first quarter. No score between the Hawkins and the Sutton Phillies here tonight. The district championship being decided in Class C2-4 here tonight at the Jungle at Hastings High. Here's Sandra Farmer with the ball. Comes over to Nicola. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Hamburger. Moves to her left. Pulls up left side of the lane. Kicks it back out to Nicola. Her shot from 12 is no good. Rebound Josie Prevett goes back up. Her shot is no good, and she fouled in the play. Josie Prevett will go to the free throw line. As she is fouled in the play here, Josie Prevett will go to the line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on to Raymer. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be teamed up foul number one on Sutton, and his shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in. The shot by Josie Prevent is good. She'll have one more shot here. Prevent's a 46% foul shooter in the season. She was 6 out of 13 coming in here. Battled injuries throughout most of the year. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. So St. Cecilia has got the lead. 2-0 is the score of the Hawkettes out on top here. They score with 6 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Here in this first quarter, they've got the lead. Here comes Sutton back with the basketball. That's going to be Wiseman. There's a bounce pass inside. A shot's going to be taken there by Johnson. No good. Offensive rebound, and the foul is going to be called. Johnson right in front of the hole there. Couldn't connect, but she grabs the offensive rebound. Now we have a personal foul called here on Hastings St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on the Hawkins, and going to the free throw line here is going to be Savannah Sherman. Sherman's a 66% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Last foul, one on Morgan Nicola. It's going to be your first. So Sutton is the team hitting 62% of their shots. Savannah Sherman misses her first one. She connects on her second one. It's now a 2-1 ball game in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. We're about 2 minutes into the ball game here tonight from Hastings High. The district championship on the line. The winner loses to the state tournament in Lincoln next week. There's Carly Wright trying to dribble down the left side of the lane, and she's going to be fouled in a play. The personal foul is going to be called here on Alexa Johnson. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two called in the Sutton Phillies here in this first quarter of play. St. Cecilia plays it in. Hamburger gets it into Nicola on the baseline. Her shot off of the window is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Limcall. Limcall runs her back the other way for Sutton down the lane. Loses control of the ball. It is picked up on the baseline. Picked up down there by St. Cecilia. Now a foul is going to be called. Dolly Wright picks up the loose ball, and immediately a foul is going to be called back here. It's going to go on Savannah Sherman. That's going to be her first personal foul. Third team foul already on the Phillies here in the ballgame. 5 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the first quarter. 2-1 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Again, the Phillies will pressure here in backcourt. Here comes Farmer bringing the ball across the 10-second line. Bounce pass comes over here to Nicola on the wing on the right side. Back out to prevent the free throw line. Bounce pass down low. A shot is up and in. Carly Wright scores on the bounce pass there from Josie Prevent, who gets the assist. And the Hawkettes are out on top now by a score of 4-1. Here come the Phillies back with the basketball. Here's McKenna Grease is into the ball game. He dribbles at the elbow out to the free throw line. Now kicks it out here in 3 points in its way. Shot by Limcall is going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. Nope, it's going to be Sutton ball. They'll play it in deep in the left corner here on the left side. 5:14 to play in the first quarter. 4-1. He's seeing St. Cecilia with a lead over the Sutton Phillies tonight. They play the ball in to Johnson right at the free throw line. The ball tipped away. Picked up here by Savannah Sherman out here in 3-point territory. St. Cecilia is still in the man-to-man defense. Sherman goes over to Limcow on the far sideline. Bounce pass comes over here to the left side to a McKenna Grease. Two-hander pass comes back out on top to Johnson. Swings it right side down to Wiseman. There's a pass down low. A shot's taken there by Grease. No good. Down for the rebound. It's brought down by Josie Prevent. Prevent has got it now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Gets it down to Morgan Nicola. Brings it across the 10-second line. Nicola right-handed. Dribble goes over on the wing on the left side. That's Claire Hamburger around the screen from Nicola. Throws up a 15-footer. Shot won't go. Rebound comes down to Alexa Johnson. Johnson has got it here for Sutton. Gets it away now to Wiseman. Here come the Phillies. They can tie here with a 3-point field goal. Wiseman starts off left, now right, behind the screen. Wiseman's pass deflected. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wiseman. A turnover on the Phillies. Three turnovers on Sutton here in the ball game. Here comes Sydney Grease into the ball game now. Sydney Grease comes in. Alexa Johnson comes out. 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 4-1 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. The Phillies have been held without a field goal for the first half of this first quarter here tonight at the Tiger Gym. Here's Claire Hamburger with the ball on the wing on the left side. Sutton is still in a man-to-man defense. Little Sheehy with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Goes over to Morgan Nicola on the wing. Angles toward the bucket. Her shot's up and in. Morgan Nicholas scores in the ball game. It's now a 6-1 contest. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Sutton still looking for their first field goal in this basketball game. Here's Wiseman coming back into the offensive zone. Wiseman gives it to a Limcall out here near the 10-second line. Picked up out there by Chandra Farmer. Limcall has the ball poked away. It's picked up by Nicola. Long pass down to Ford to Farmer. She drives, she shoots, and she scores. Ball poked away. Farmer gets the easy field goal. And now head coach Monica Smith for Sutton wants to call a timeout. The Phillies are down early in this basketball game. 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 8, Sutton 1.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a good neighbor pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, Sutton Pharmacy is ready to help. They'll take the time to talk with you to find out exactly what's best for you and your family. For everything to get you well and stay well, trust Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton. 210 North Saunders in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Sutton so far 0 out of 4 from the field in his basketball game. The St. Cecilia Hawkins are 3 out of 5. Sutton still looking for their first field goal of the ball game. They got one free throw on the board so far from Savannah Sherman. And it's now an 8-1 ball game. The Phillies have turned the ball over three times already in the basketball game. Here comes Sutton back with the ball. That's Limcow. Her pass is going to be deflected away again. It's going to be picked up by Farmer. Another turnover on the Phillies. Here comes Farmer back the other way for St. Cecilia. Sandra Farmer with the ball at the top of the key. Drives it to the elbow on the right side of the lane. Gives it here to Josie Prevatt. Josie Prevatt out here to Little Sheehy now. Sheehy comes across the top to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound chased down in the corner. Sheehy grabs it, and then she's knocked out of bounds. She goes out of bounds. No foul call down here, and it's going to be Sutton basketball. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Maddie Schwinka. Schwinka comes in. Nicola comes to the bench. So Sutton has gone almost 5 minutes here in the first quarter without hitting a field goal. 8-1 is the score. Facing St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a Lemkow with the ball. Overhand the wing to a Grease. Grease in the lane has it swatted away. It's going to be picked up out here in 3-point territory by Wiseman. Wiseman goes over to Lemkow. Back to the left side of the lane to Grease. They move it down in the corner. Now Grease gets it back over here. Here's Wiseman again. Goes over to Lemkow. Drives to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good. And she is fouled in the play. Delaney Lemkow scoring there for the Sutton Phillies. And she is fouled in the play here. A person who's going to be called on St. Cecilia is Maddie Schwinka. And the basket is going to count. So Lemkow will go to the free throw line. So Sutton finally hits their first field goal of the ball game at the 2:44 mark. That makes it 8-3. Lemkow goes to the free throw line. Now to make this a 3-point play, or at least trying to make it a 3-point play. Her shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. So Lemkow gets a 3-point play, and it's now an 8-4 ball game in favor of these St. Cecilia Hawkins. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball. Carly Wright has got it over here on the wing on the right side. Carly Wright bounce pass out here to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger picked up by Wiseman. She drills the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger takes it right to the hole and scores for St. Cecilia. That's her first field goal. 10-4 is the score now. Hawkins have the lead in the first quarter. 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play. There's Lemkow with the ball. Gets it over here to McKenna Grease. Grease comes across the top to Sherman. There's a pass down low. A shot is up there. It's no good by Lemkow, but she's fouled in the play. Nice pass over there. Lemkow grabs it right underneath the hole. And a foul is going to be called here on Sheehy of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first foul. And Delaney Lemkow goes to the free throw line again for Sutton. She converted on a 3-point play just a few seconds ago. She'll go to the free throw line now for two shots. Her first one is up there. It's going to be good. Nothing but twine for Delaney Lemkow. She is a 61% foul shooter on the season. The score is now 10-5. The Hawkins with a lead here in the Class C24 District Championship ball game from the jungle at Hastings High. Here's Lemkow's next free throw is up there and in. Sutton is now 4 out of 5 on free throws so far in this basketball game. It's a 10-6 ball game. Here's Carly Wright with the ball. Carly Wright brings it back into the offensive zone out to Chandra Farmer. Farmer dribbles it down the right side of the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. The ball tapped down. It's picked up here by Savannah Sherman. Sherman has got it now for the Phillies. Comes on the near sideline to Lemkow. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Bounce pass over there to Wiseman. Wiseman pulls up inside the three-point circle. Down in the corner now to Grease. Entry pass to Wiseman. She loses control. Picked up again by the Phillies. Driving to the baseline is Grease. She goes to the basket. Her shot's up and in. Probably not the way they drew it up there, but McKenna Grease gets the end result, a field goal. And now it's a 10-8 ball game. The Phillies are back to within 2 points. They're back into the ball game here. 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball. Nicola drives the ball into the lane. Her shot's up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is picked up on a hop here in the lane by Sherman. Sutton has got the ball. They have a chance to pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Lemkow races it back the other way for the Phillies. They get it down to Grease. Now inside. There's a shot and in. McKenna Grease scores on the assist from Sydney Grease. And the Sutton Phillies are back in a tie ball game here. With 1 minute and 4 seconds to play in the first quarter, we're tied up at 10 points apiece. Here's Morgan Nicola with the ball. Morgan Nicola goes over to Hamburger on the wing. She takes it down the lane. Bounce pass out here. The Farmer, her shot for three, is going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound is loose. Who's got it? St. Cecilia does. Nicola down to her knees to grab it at the free throw line. Down to Sandra Farmer. Back to Morgan Nicola. Left side of the ball there is going to be Maddie Schwinka. Back out to Nicola in 3-point territory. 39 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Sutton 10. Hastings St. Cecilia 10. The girls' district championship ball game tonight here at Hastings High. There's a Little Sheehy with the ball. Little Sheehy comes across the top. That's going to be Farmer. Entry pass again to Nicola. Mishandles the ball. Morgan Nicola picks her back up here at the 3-point arc. Bounce pass down low to Carly Wright. Back into Nicola. Her shot is up and in. Nicola to Carly Wright. Back to Morgan Nicola for the field goal. 12-10 is the score now. Hastings St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here's Limcaw with the ball. Limcaw moves it down in the corner to Sydney Grease. Brings it up on the elbow. Now Wiseman. Her shot from inside the free throw circles off the right side. No good. The horn sounds, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball in the district championship ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 12, Sutton 10.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 12-10 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Sutton has done a good job getting back into the ballgame after falling behind early. There's a long-range jumper. It's going to be put up there. No good by Sydney Grease. Ball is loose. It's picked up by the Phillies. There's a shot up there. No good by Sherman, and she's fouled in the play. So Sutton went over 5 minutes in the first quarter without hitting a field goal. They then came back to tie the score up with 1 minute to play in the first period at 10-10. St. Cecilia with a 12-10 advantage right now as Sherman goes to the free throw line for two shots. He was fouled on a play here by Josie Prevent of St. Cecilia. Sherman to the free throw line, eyes the bucket, shot is up there, shot good. Sherman now 2 out of 3 on free throws tonight. She's a 66% foul shooter in the season. 39 out of 59 coming in here for the Phillies. 12-11. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be in and out. No good. Battling for the rebound. Grease is going to be hit with a personal foul. Sydney Grease battling for the loose ball there on the rebound. Going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 4 now on the Phillies. 7 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the second quarter here at the jungle at Hastings High. 12-11. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Just Prevett underneath the basket. She's too far under there. She goes up. He misses a shot. Rebound comes down to McKenna Grease. Running back the other way is Limcaw. Limcaw gets it out there to Savannah and Sherman. Sherman down to Grease. Her pass down to the left side of the lane is going to be over the head. Out of bounds. Got to take it down to the baseline to Sydney Grease. They throw it out of bounds. Turnover number 5 on the Phillies here in this first half of play. We're down to 7:25 to play in the second quarter. 12-11 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Morgan Nicola with the ball to Josie Prevett around the screen. Now they give the ball away to Nicola. Left side of the lane. There's a pass inside the lane. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Sherman. Turnover number 3 on St. Cecilia. Sherman gets the ball away. Now to Wiseman. Kaylin Wiseman hustles into the forecourt here for the Sutton Phillies. Wiseman has got the ball. Comes out here to a Sydney Grease. Grease drives it down the lane. She loses control of the ball. It's slapped out of her hands, and it'll be Sutton playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. St. Cecilia in the first quarter, 5 out of 10 from the field, 50%. Sutton was 3 out of 8 for 38%. St. Cecilia 0 out of 2 on 3-pointers. Sutton was 0 out of 3. The rebound, St. Cecilia with 5 and Sutton with 5. Sutton had 5 turnovers in the first half of play, or the first quarter at least. Hastings St. Cecilia had just 2. Hawkins had 3 steals in the ballgame. Sutton with none. Nobody had a blocked shot in the first quarter of play. Had a quick timeout here with 6 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of the Sutton Phillies by a score of 12-11. Got some other games going on tonight. Got some other gyms. Giltner has got the lead. After one quarter of play, Giltner is out on top of Bertrand by a score of 11-5. So Giltner has got the early lead. And also, we've got this ball game going on right now. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of the Sutton Phillies by a score of 12-11. On other games going on tonight over at Hastings College, you've got a good matchup going on there between Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll have some scoring updates for you in that ball game as well. Red Cloud playing tonight at Grand Island Central Catholic against Humphrey St. Francis. There's some of the games going on. Sutton is getting inbound ball from underneath their own basket. They will get things into McKenna Grease, and she is fouling the play. No, we got a traveling violation instead. A traveling violation on Sutton, so no foul. That'll be St. Cecilia coming back with the basketball. Here's a Chandra Farmer now. St. Cecilia is out to a one-point lead, 12-11. Chandra Farmer comes across the top to Morgan Nicola. Down in the corner to Claire Hamburger. Around the screen from Nicola. Drives into the hole. Her shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Sherman. Sherman has got it here for Sutton. She's double-teamed back here. Finally gets the ball away. That's Wiseman running back the other way. A pass here to Grease. He bobbles the ball and goes out of bounds. Grease right to the left of the basket down here in the baseline. Bobbles the ball and it goes out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 7 on Sutton so far in the ballgame. Only averaging 11 per ballgame. They've done a good job taking care of the basketball all season long. That's not the case so far tonight. 7 turnovers here. And we're not yet halfway through the second quarter. There's Nicola for 3. Her shot is up and in. Morgan Nicola hits a 3 ball from the wing on the left side. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. That gives St. Cecilia a 15-11 advantage here in the second quarter of play. Here's Sydney Grease with the ball now for Sutton. Gets it out to Wiseman. Wiseman moves it over to Savannah Sherman. Moves it down to the baseline on the dribble. And the ball is going to be knocked out of her hands out of bounds. It'll be Sutton playing things in. So St. Cecilia led 12-10 at the end of the first quarter. There's now a 15-11 score. The Hawkins are out on top. The winner moves on to the Girls State High School basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. Sutton has got the ball. Here's Grease with it. McKenna Grease comes over here to Sherman. Her shot from 17, no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in. Sydney Grease gets the offensive board and a putback. That's her first field goal. It's 15-13 now. St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Here's Nicola driving the baseline toward the goal. Her shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to the Sutton Phillies. McKenna Grease with a rebound. Grease now looking to get the ball away. She does. Here's Wiseman. Splits a couple of defenders. Comes into the offensive zone. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. The limb call. Back out here. High right side. That's going to be Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman dribbles once. Thought about the three-pointer. Passed it up. Goes over to Sydney Grease. Now her pass is intercepted. It's intercepted here by Carly Wright. She drives into the hole. There's a pass to Hamburger. Shot is up and in. Carly Wright to Hamburger. Score. Hamburger with 4 points in the ball game on a couple of field goals. 17-13. Hawkins now leading by 4 points. Where the ball is going to be Limcall. Comes out to the top of the key to McKenna Grease. She drives it toward the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Some contact made in there. A holding call here on St. Cecilia. A personal foul called here. That's going to go on Farmer. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on St. Cecilia. Raymer comes in. Wiseman checks out. 5:03 to play in the second quarter. 17-13. Hawkins have the lead. Sutton will inbound the ball. They get it to Sherman. Sherman on the baseline drives it against Nicola. Shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Savannah Sherman gets the field goal for Sutton. And a foul here is going to go on Morgan Nicola. That's going to be her second personal foul. So Sherman will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Sherman is already 2 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 4 points. 66% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there. The shot's off of the right side. No good. Nicola with a rebound. So the score remains at 17-15. Facing St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead here in the basketball game. Here's a Farmer with the ball. Farmer down to Nicola. Back door to get it to Farmer. Shot is up and in. Nicely done there. Morgan Nicola gets the assist. Chandra Farmer gets the field goal. She's got 4 points in the ball game. It's 19-15. Hawkins now leading by 4 points. Here's Sutton with the ball. Raymer's got it right here at the top of the key. Good defense out here by Hamburger. Raymer gets the ball away to Sydney Grease. Grease comes out here to Lim Call. Out near the 10-second line, picked up by Farmer of St. Cecilia. As a Hawkins stay man-to-man. Here's Sherman with the ball. Throws up a 3. Shots way off of the mark. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So Sherman throws up an air ball here in 3-point territory from the left side of the lane. And St. Cecilia will play things in. District High School basketball tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Tiger Gym. Facing St. Cecilia with the lead over the Sutton Phillies, 19-15 here in the second period. Hawkins have the ball. Here's Carly Wright as they get it to Josie Prevett. Down in the corner, down to Hamburger. Drives it toward the goal. A running one-hander is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Sydney Grease. Grease with the ball, gets it away down to Raymer. Her outlet pass is intercepted. Now the scramble is on. 2-3 players hit the deck. Jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Sutton, so the Phillies will get the basketball. Got a first quarter score in. It's Ravenna out on top of Dundee County Stratton tonight out in North Platte. The score is 16-11. That's a Class C26 sub-district basketball district championship ball game. Ravenna out on top of Dundee County Stratton by a score of 16-11. 19-15 here. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of the Sutton Phillies tonight. Driving the ball, there's a bounce pass down low to McKenna Grease. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. McKenna Grease with another free throw line. Grease hits her third field goal of the ball game. She was hacked on the arm here, and she'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. Josie Prevets, the guilty party. So McKenna Grease has got the Phillies back within 2 points at 19-17. Grease now to the free throw line. She's a 55% foul shooter on the season. Trying to pull the Phillies a little bit closer here in the second quarter after they fell behind in quarter number one. There's a shot up there. It's going to be good. McKenna Grease on a three-point play. And now the Hawkins leading by a score of 19-18 with 3:36 to play here in the second quarter from the jungle at Hastings High. Farmer double team left side of the lane. Bounce pass down low. Wide opener. Shot is up and in. Carly Wright. Farmer was drawing a lot of attention just to the left side of the lane there. He was double teamed, found the open person. That was Carly Wright, who lays it in easily there for the Hawkins. 21-18. St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a pass deflected away. It's loose here at the free throw line. Now we got a jump ball called. This time the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So that's going to be a turnover on the Phillies. That's going to be their ninth turnover here in the first half of play. Prevent comes out of the ball game now. Racing St. Cecilia. And Claire Hamburger comes back in there. 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 21-18. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a three-point lead. Hawkins with the ball. Here's Chandra Farmer. Brings it across the 10-second line. Bounce pass comes over here on the wing. That's Nicola. Down to the left wing with the ball there is going to be Carly Wright. Gets it back out to Chandra Farmer. Brings it back to Carly Wright in three-point territory to Nicola. Three-pointer from the right wing. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to McKenna Grease. Grease gets into the far sideline to Raymer. She runs it back the other way to Limcall. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down there by Grease. Loses control of the ball. Scramble is on. Three more players hit the deck. Jump ball called. Arrow pointing in favor of Sutton, so the Phillies will play things in. 2:39 to play here in the second quarter. 21-18. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. And now Monica Smith, the head coach for Sutton, wants to call a timeout. Timeout Sutton. We've got 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 21 to Sutton Phillies 18.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming is brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Speaking of Hastings College, we'll head for Sioux Center, Iowa after this one here tonight. Hastings College men's basketball team against the Dort Defenders tomorrow afternoon. GPAC semifinals. Airtime will be at 2:45 for the pregame show, 3 o'clock with a tip. The Hastings men and Dort tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. 21-18 the score. Sutton is trailing. There's a long pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Long pass was attempted for Sydney Grease. They threw it over the head of Sydney. It's brought out of there by St. Cecilia. Probably Wright got the ball. Now Wright has got it as they will work with it here in the offensive zone. Hamburger has got it on the wing on the left side. Sutton saves with a man-to-man defense. There's Lil Sheehy with the ball on the right wing. Brings it back to Farmer on the left wing. Farmer dribbles with it inside the free throw circle. Farmer gives it up now to Nicola on the right wing. Nicola goes back over to the left side of the lane. That's going to be Carly Wright with the ball. Out of Claire Hamburger down in the corner. Nicola. Morgan Nicola back to Hamburger. Comes across the top. That's Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy holds it. 2 minutes to play. Here's Farmer. Her three-pointer is put up there way off of the mark. No good. St. Cecilia saves it. Wright puts it right into the hands of McKenna Grease. So Wright saves it right into the opposition. McKenna Grease grabs the ball down to Limcall. She runs her back the other way. Down here on the wing on the left side to Wiseman. Wiseman dribbles the ball into the paint, throws it out to the right side. That's going to be Sydney Grease down in the corner. A three-pointer put up there It is no good there by Limcall. Battle for the rebound. It is loose underneath the basket. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is playing in favor of St. Cecilia. Here comes Josie Prevent back into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Prevent comes in. And coming out is going to be Morgan Nikla. A minute and 32 seconds to play here in this second quarter. John Kyle holding up a defensive signs to his troops here. This is the Oriole 1 defense, or the Oriole 1 offense, as he holds up the sign here. Here's Claire Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger's bounce pass out here to Chandra Farmer. Farmer dribbling with the ball as Sutton saves the man-to-man defense. Farmer in the center of the floor, lobs it to the free throw line. With the ball, there's Carly Wright, hands it back away to Farmer. Her shot for three is up there. It's off of the front iron, no good. Battle for the rebound is loose. It's taken down by Hamburger. Drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and she's fouled in the play. So Hamburger is going to be fouled in the play. She's going to go to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be called on McKenna Grease. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number, team foul number five now on the Sutton Phillies. And going to the free throw line will be Hamburger. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Claire Hamburger hits her first free throw of the ball game. She's now got 5 points in the contest. Hamburger is 66% foul shooter on the season. St. Cecilia now with a 4-point lead, 22-18. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Hamburger hits a pair. It's now 23-18. St. Cecilia led 12-10 at the end of the first quarter. We're under a minute to play now here in period number two. Bringing the ball back is going to be Limcall. Limcall brings it over here to a Wiseman. Wiseman's our leading scorer. She has not scored so far here in this basketball game. There's a long pass inside. They get it down low. His shot's going to be up there and in. That's going to be McKenna Grease. McKenna Grease, he's having a good ball game so far. 4 field goals and a free throw. She's got 9 points. Keeps the Phillies within striking distance. Here's a long range three. Put up there, no good by Hamburger. That ball was halfway down and pops out of there. Rebound comes down to Sutton. We're down to 27 seconds to play now in the second quarter, and the Phillies will probably play for the final shot here. Sutton with the ball on their offensive end. Down by 3 points, 23-20. As they work with it against the St. Cecilia's D here. With the ball over there on the far sideline is going to be Wiseman. Looks at the clock. We're down to 10 seconds to play. Wiseman against Hamburger. Moves it over here to Sydney Grease. There's a pass inside. A shot is up there. No good by McKenna Grease. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger. Down the near sideline to Carly Wright. Shot is up there. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. So the Sutton Phillies, who were beaten by Hastings St. Cecilia by 20 points in the final game of the regular season, giving the Hawkettes everything they want here tonight in this district championship ball game. At halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 23, Sutton 20. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and a full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 33 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a good neighbor pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, Sutton Pharmacy is ready to help. They'll take the time to talk with you to find out exactly what's best for you and your family. For everything to get you well and stay well, trust Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton. 210 North Saunders in Sutton.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. district championship ball game here tonight. The winner moving on to the girls state high school basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. And the score here at the break is Hastings St. Cecilia 23, the Sutton Phillies 20. St. Cecilia get out to an 8-1 lead in the first quarter of play. And it wasn't until the 2:44 mark of the first quarter that Sutton actually got their first field goal to go down. They made it an 8-3 ball game. Sutton came back to tie things up at 10 points apiece with just over a minute to play in the first quarter. And St. Cecilia getting the final basket of that first period to lead 12-10. Heading into the second quarter of play, St. Cecilia opened up a 15-11 advantage early. And Sutton came back to pull within 1 point at 19-18 with 3:36 to play in the second quarter. And right now the Phillies right in the ball game as they trail Hastings St. Cecilia by just 3 here at the break. Their score is 23-20. Checking the scoring so far in the first half for St. Cecilia. They're being led by Morgan Nicholas. She's got 2 field goals and she's hit a 3-point goal. She's got 7 here at halftime. Claire Hamburger, she has got 2 field goals and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hamburger has got 6. Chandra Farmer, she's got 2 field goals for 4. Carly Ryan has got 2 field goals and 4 points. And Josie Prevett, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2. Hastings St. Cecilia is hitting 4 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. And unofficially, the Hawkettes have 3 turnovers in the basketball game. For the Phillies so far, they've got 4 girls that have scored. McKenna Grease has got 9 points in the game. She's got 4 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Delaney Limcall has got a field goal, and she is 3 out of 3 from the line for 5 points. Savannah Sherman has got a field goal, and she's 2 out of 5 from the line for 4 points. And Sydney Grease, she has got a field goal for 2. Sutton is 6 out of 9 from the free throw line in the first half of play. And unofficially, the Phillies have 11 turnovers in the basketball game. So Hastings St. Cecilia holding on to a slim 3-point lead here at the break to score the Hawkettes 23 and the Sutton Phillies 20. You're listening to the halftime show here tonight on 1230 KHIS. We'll come back and check some other totals as we continue with high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a good neighbor pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, Sutton Pharmacy is ready to help. They'll take the time to talk with you to find out exactly what's best for you and your family. For everything to get you well and stay well, trust Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton. 210 North Saunders in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Getting back here at halftime. District championship game here tonight on 1230 KHS. The winner moves on to the girls' state tournament. Racing Saints is a safety net, so to speak. They're currently sitting in second place as far as the power rankings are concerned. So even if they lose tonight, the Hawkettes will have a spot locked up in the state tournament next week. That's not the same story for the Sutton Phillies. They will have to win in order to move on to the state tourney next week. Right now, a good ball game, 23-20. The Hawkettes have got the lead. Checking the numbers in the first half, we got St. Cecilia shooting 43% from the field. They are 9 out of 21. The Sutton Phillies are 39% from the field. They are 7 out of 18. St. Cecilia connecting only 1 out of 8 from three-point range for 13%. The Sutton Phillies are 0 out of 5 so far in the first two quarters. Rebounds, Sutton has got 14. St. Cecilia has got 8. Sutton has got 3 offensive rebounds, 11 on defense. St. Cecilia's got 4 offensive rebounds and 4 on defense. Free throws, 4 of 4 for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Sutton Phillies are 6 out of 9 for about 66%. turnovers. Sutton has got 11. St. Cecilia's got 3. St. Cecilia with 5 steals in the basketball game. Nothing so far for Sutton. And nobody's got a blocked shot here in this one so far. 23-20 is our score at halftime as Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Sutton Phillies. Again, some other ball games going on. We see Ravenna has now got the lead over Dundee County Stratton. That's being played out at North Platte tonight. Ravenna with the lead over Dundee County Stratton by a score of 32-27. And some other ball games going on over at Hastings College. We've got Grand Island Central Catholic playing Minden tonight as some other area games are going on. Also, we have got Humphrey St. Francis playing Red Cloud up at Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. And in Class D2 action, we've got Giltner. They are playing Bertrand. That game is being played at Gibbon. And we understand Giltner has got a lead at halftime. The Giltner Hornets 26 and Bertrand 17. So that's just some of the action going on in girls high school basketball tonight. Again, 6 district champions in C1, C2, D1, and D2. And then they'll have 2 wild cards in each class as well. The other games going on in Class C2 tonight. We've got Palmyra playing UTAN, Pender against Homer, Humphrey, Lindsay, Holy Family against Shelby, Rising City, Crompton and Ainsworth, in addition to Sutton and Hastings St. Cecilia and Ravenna and Dundee County Stratton. The games in Class C1, Syracuse against Lincoln Lutheran, Platteview against Bishop Newman, Fairbury against Columbus Scotus, Wayne against Pierce, Grand Island Central Catholic and Minden, and Hershey and Shadron. In Class D1, the district championship games going on tonight. You got Friend and Bruning Davenport Schickley, Scribner Snyder and Emerson Hubbard. You've got Humphrey St. Francis against Red Cloud, Boyd County and Sandhills Thetford, Elm Creek against Arapaho and Sutherland against Hemingford. And in Class D2, the district finals tonight going on. Old City Sacred Heart and Diller O'Dell, Meade and Bancroft Rosalie, Why Not and Ewing, Giltner and Bertrand, Juanita Palisade and Paxton, and Garden County and Crawford. The Girls State Tournament gets underway next Thursday in Lincoln. So it's 23-20 here. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Sutton Phillies in a very competitive basketball game so far, although St. Cecilia jumped out on the Phillies early, 8-1 in the first quarter. The Phillies came back to tie it up at 10 points apiece. Eventually fell behind 12-10 at the end of the first quarter. Got back within 1 point again in the second quarter at 19-18. But the Hawkettes now with a 3-point advantage here to start the third quarter. It's 23-20. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our left here in quarter number 3 and 4. It'll be Sutton playing the ball and off of the far sideline. So we're set to go. Quarter number 3 here tonight at the Jungle up in Hastings High. 23-20 is the score in the girls' district championship ball game. Limcall has got the ball, goes inside to Wiseman, kicks it back out here to Grease, drives it down the left side of the lane, loses control of the ball. It's loose on the baseline, and it's picked up here. Another turnover on Sutton. That's their 12th of the ball game. Josie Prevent comes out of there with the basketball, gets it away to Hamburger. Now driving the baseline is going to be Farmer, and she draws a personal foul. Sandra Farmer moves it in from the right corner toward the goal, and she is fouled in the play here, and Farmer will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on McKenna Grease. That's going to be your second personal foul. Team foul number 1 called here on the Sutton Phillies in quarter number 3. Under the free throw line is going to be Farmer. Her shot is up there and in. Sandra Farmer connects on a free throw. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. Farmer's a 69% foul shooter on the season. That gives St. Cecilia a 4-point lead. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. So a couple of free throws by Sandra Farmer, and St. Cecilia now with a 5-point lead, 25-20. 7:36 to play here in quarter number 3 from the Jungle tonight at Hastings High. There's a Johnson with the ball. Johnson comes out between the rings. That's Wiseman. Wiseman comes over to Limcall. Over here on the right side to Sherman. Sherman looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it up between his circles again to Johnson. Down to a Wiseman. She dribbles it down the lane. And now the bounce pass is going to be kicked out of bounds here. It's going to be Sutton basketball as they will play things in right in front of the Phillies bench. 7:16 to play. Here in the third quarter, it's a 25-20 ball game. Sutton will play things in instead down here on the baseline underneath their own basket. That's Wiseman looking to get it in. She does. Limcall has got it. Dribbles into the lane. Throws it to the far side to Sherman. Takes it down on the baseline. Works against Nicola. Puts up a shot. It's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Blair Hamburger's got the ball down the near sideline for the Hawkettes. Gets the ball ahead, now to Farmer. Shot for three is up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Prevett. Her follow shot is up there and in. Josie Prevett grabs the ball on the baseline, spins toward the lane, and scores off of the window. She's got 4 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now out on top on a score of 27-20. Here in the third quarter, there's a little short jumper in the lane. It's up and in. Kaylin Wiseman scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's her leading scorer, averaging 10 points per ball game, and she hits her first field goal here with under 6.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. It's 27-22, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Morgan Nicola with the ball on the wing on the left side. Morgan Nicola, cross-court pass goes to Hamburger. Hamburger drives the ball down to the baseline, goes for the hole, and shot is up there, no good. Hamburger grabs the rebound, trapped along the baseline. Her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. This is the fourth time in the last 2 years that St. Cecilia and Sutton have gotten together. So they're pretty familiar with each other's tendencies and offense and defensive schemes here. St. Cecilia plays things in. Nicola's shot is up and in. Morgan Nicola scores. She has now got 9 points in the ball game. It's 29-22. Again, it's a 7-point lead here for Hastings St. Cecilia in quarter number three tonight. It's going to be Sutton working with the ball. Here's Alexa Johnson. Lobs it inside. Grabbing the ball down there is going to be Sherman. Kicks it down in the corner. There's a shot up and in. That's going to be McKenna Grease getting the feed from Sherman. She scores from the left corner. She's got 11 points in the ball game, 29-24. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. Farmer back here. Stops at the top of the 3-point circle. Comes across the top down to Nicola. Down in the corner with the basketball. Down there is going to be Hamburger. Splits a couple of defenders. Drives it for the hole and scores. Claire Hamburger scores there for St. Cecilia. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. It's now a 31-24 ball game. There's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good by Wiseman. Rebound comes down to Claire Hamburger and St. Cecilia. Runs her back the other way. Drives, shoots, and scores. Claire Hamburger scores. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. 8 points in the ball game. Now it's a 33-24 ball game. 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here's Sutton with the basketball. Trying to drive it inside. The ball's going to be knocked loose. Picking up on her back is going to be Grease. Moves it down on the baseline. A shot is up and in by Sherman. Sherman gets the field goal. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. 33-26. Back the other way is Hamburger. Hamburger bounce pass comes over here to Prevett. She has the ball ripped out of there. Taken away there by Sutton. Coming back the other way is Grease. Long pass down to four to Johnson. She drives, shoots, and scores. Alexa Johnson scores there on the St. Cecilia turnover. It's now a 33-28 ball game. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. Hawkettes have the basketball. There's going to be Chandra Farmer with the ball. Farmer moves it over here on the wing on the right side. Moves it down in the corner. Down to Morgan Nicola. Nicola drives the ball down on the baseline. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. But we got an offensive foul called here. That was Josie Prevett coming over to trying to set a screen over there and ran right into a Sutton Philly. Prevett picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third foul. Prevett checks out. Now coming back into the ballgame is going to be Sheehy. So at 4 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in quarter number 3, Sutton has cut this lead down to 5 points again. They've got the basketball. Here come the Phillies. 33-28 is the score. There's Delaney Limcall with the ball now. Comes over here on the wing to Wiseman. Bombs it inside. That's going to be Sherman with the ball. Working. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. And then we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings St. Cecilia. It's going to go on right. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. Savannah Sherman goes to the free throw line. She's 2 out of 5 from the line tonight. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Savannah Sherman is a 66% foul shooter. Sutton is a team hitting 62% of their foul shots so far this year. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. The shot is good. So Savannah Sherman hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now a 33-29 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is up by 4 points. Hawkins have the basketball. As we approach the halfway point in this third quarter, there's Hamburger driving the baseline. Her shot's up there and in. Claire Hamburger scoring there for St. Cecilia. She's got 12 points in the ball game. 35-29 to Hawkins with the lead. Here comes Sutton back with the basketball, and now we got a foul away from all the action. Underneath the basket, we're going to have McKenna Grease being whistled for a personal foul. McKenna Grease gets in with a personal foul. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Phillies. There comes Hastings St. Cecilia back with the ball. 35-29. Hawkins are out on top. Here's Farmer getting away. Dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it back out here to Nicola. Out top of the key. Farmer holds the ball high above her head. Farmer looking. Comes over here to Sheehy. On the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes over DeClaire Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Two-handed pass comes back the other way. Carly Wright has got the ball on the wing. Back to Morgan Nicola on the right side of the lane. Down low. Hamburger's got it. She's fouling the play. She goes up for the shot. Sydney Grease is going to be hit with a personal foul there for Sutton. That's going to be her second personal foul in Grease. That's going to be team foul number three on the Phillies here in the second half of play. Hamburger goes to the free throw line. Blair Hamburger's got 12 points in the basketball game. Her shot is up there and in. Blair Hamburger now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. She'll get one more. Here comes Josie Prevett back into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Prevett is back in. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off. No good. And the rebound comes down here to the Phillies. Savannah Sherman grabs the rebound. So it's a 36-29 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top. Here's Lynn Call with the ball. Comes across the top of the key. Now to Wiseman. Moves it down in the corner to Sherman. Sherman dribbles to her right. Picks it up. Now comes out to Wiseman. Down to Lim Call. Down in the baseline. It's going to be Grease. There's a nice pass inside. And the shot's up and in. But Kenneth Grease going for the hole and scoring there. She's got 13 points in the ball game. The Phillies are back to within 5 points again. 36-31. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter from the jungle at Hastings High tonight. Blair Hamburger with the ball around the screen from Nicola. Drives it, kicks it out here. That's Josie Prevett with the ball. Josie Prevett hands it away to Hamburger. Now out to Morgan Nicola in 3 points here. That's right. Nicola dribbling with the ball. Now cuts it for the hole. A running one-hander is up there and in. Morgan Nicola scores a running one-hander down the right baseline. She's got 11 points. Back the other way comes Wiseman. She dribbles into the lane in trouble. Now gets it away. There's a shot taken by Sherman. It's going to be no good. A little short jumper in the lane. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. So the Hawkins have the ball. They're up by 7 points, 38-31. 2:20 to play here in the third quarter. Morgan Nicola with it for St. Cecilia. Drives the baseline. That's Hamburger. Hamburger to Nicola. Back out to Josie Prevett on the wing. Free throw line extended left side. Prevett uses up her dribble. Two-handed pass comes out here. Goes to the far sideline to Claire Hamburger. 25 feet away from the basket. That is Sheehy at the elbow. Dribbles down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouled in the play. Sheehy will go to the free throw line now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Sydney Grease. That's going to be her third foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Phillies. To the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Sheehy. She has not scored so far tonight, and she still hasn't as she misses the free throw. Sheehy will have one more as she's fouled in the act of shooting. She's a 74% foul shooter in the season. So little Sheehy will toe the mark for her second shot here. It's 38-31. Hawkins with a 7-point lead. Sheehy's next free throw. It's on its way. Shot is up there. Good. 39-31 now. So St. Cecilia has extended their lead out to 8 points. Here's Wiseman. Dribbles it. Here's a bounce pass down low. It's right through the fingertips of McKenna Grease out of bounds. Grease was open again underneath the hole as Wiseman got her the ball. Pass was a little bit low, and Grease couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 13 on Sutton here in the ball game. The Phillies are down by 8 points at 39-31. St. Cecilia with the ball coming back the other way. This is Schwenke who's back into the ball game. Schwenke now to Carly Wright. To Schwenke just inside the three-point arc. Gives it away to a Farmer at the top of the key. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Down toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to a Savannah Sherman. Sherman has got the ball. Now a Lim Call. Here's a pass. It's going to be deflected away. Deflected away from Sydney Grease. And the ball is brought down there by Sheehy. That's turnover number 14 on Sutton. And now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. Hastings St. Cecilia calls a timeout. 1 minute, 25 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 39, Sutton 31.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of the Sutton Phillies. The score is 39-31. St. Cecilia has got the ball back in their offensive zone. There's a bounce pass over to Josie Prevett. Drives it down the lane. She's in trouble now and finally gets rid of it. Out here in the three-point territory, Carly Wright has got the ball. Wright holds it. holds it, comes over here to Prevett at the elbow, left side, the ball knocked loose. Prevett picks it back up. Out to Carly Wright, 25 feet away from the basket, right in the center of the floor. Gets away, dribbles down the lane, contact made, foul called. Sutton going to be whistled for a personal foul. That's going to go on Limcall. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Phillies here in the ball game. Non-shooting situation, so it'll be St. Cecilia playing things in. They're trying to go into Nicola, and she bobbles the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Sutton. Sherman gets the ball for the Phillies, back the other way. That's going to be Wiseman with the ball. Now to Limcall, dribbles into the lane, throws it over here on the right side to Greece. Her shot is up there from 15, no good. And the rebound comes down to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger right-handed dribble, 37 seconds to play. John Kyle puts up a stop sign here, and the Hawkins will play for one shot here in this third quarter with a 39-31 lead. Sutton is attacking, though, right here to the 10-second line. Hamburger dribbling with the ball, brings it back to the center of the floor, goes to the far sideline, down to Sheehy. Sheehy's being guarded there by Sydney Grease, gets it away. With the basketball now is going to be Carly Wright, looking to penetrate, and backs her back out. We've got 10 seconds to play. Carly Wright with the ball, spins at the top of the three-point circle, dribbles it down the right side of the lane, the ball knocked loose, picked up by Nickler, shot on the baseline, is no good, and she draws the personal foul with 4.9 seconds to play here in quarter number 3. The foul here is going to go on Sutton. That's going to go on Savannah Sherman. That's going to be your second personal foul. Team foul number 6 in the Phillies. And with 4.9 seconds to play here in the third quarter, we'll have some free throws coming up here. Morgan Nicola will go to the line. Her shot is up, and the shot is good. Nicola has got 12 points in the ball game. That's her first free throw of the night. Nicola is 74% foul shooter. Claire Hamburger leading the way so far for St. Cecilia. She's got 13 points. Nicola's next free throw is up there. It's good. So now Nicola's got 13. The St. Cecilia lead is the biggest of the night at 10 points at 41-31. Here's Wiseman down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Stops, launches up a three. It's going to be blocked down by Hamburger. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in the district championship ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. It's the Hawkettes 41, Sutton 31. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton, that's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 33 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
1230 KHAS.
The scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. At halftime, Dundee County is now leading Ravenna in a C2 district championship ball game. Dundee County 32, Ravenna 27. The scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. 41-31 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Sutton Phillies as we start this fourth quarter of play. It'll be St. Cecilia with the basketball to begin this final period. There's a Farmer high right side. Farmer being attacked out there. Farmer finally gets rid of it as they get it to Mounty Schwenka. Schwenka with the ball out here right at the top of the three-point circle. Now dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Gets it in the hands of Carly Wright. So it's 41-31, the biggest lead of the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia here in the fourth corner, trying to lock up the district championship here tonight with a win over Sutton. There's Wright deep in the right corner. Wright holds the ball. Carly Wright holds it still. Finally comes out here in the three-point territory to Hamburger. Down to Nicola. St. Cecilia running some clock here to begin this fourth quarter of play with this 10-point lead, 41-31. And the basketball is going to be Carly Wright. She penetrates down the right side of the lane, splits a couple of defenders. Still won't go for the shot, though. There's Farmer with the ball. Sandra Farmer moves to her right. Now drives the baseline. A pass across the lane. It's going to be lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Nicola. So St. Cecilia turns it away as they run off the first minute and 6 seconds to the clock here in the fourth quarter. We're down to 6:54 to go. St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead, 41-31. That's turnover number 5 on Hastings St. Cecilia. Now the Phillies come back with the basketball. There's a limb call as she brings it across the timeline with a right-handed dribble about waist high. She comes over here to the near sideline to Wiseman. Lim call down in the left corner. Grease has got it. Drives the baseline against Nicola. Loses control of the ball. It's slapped out of her hands. That's going to be Sutton playing things in. Baseline right side underneath her own basket. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com and at HastingsLink.com. Driving to the hole is going to be Sydney Grease. Her shot's going to be no good. It hits the underside of the rim. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hamburger at the other end. Her shot is up there. It rattles out no good. But now we got a whistle on the rebound. A foul is going to be called. They go on Hamburger to St. Cecilia. A rebounding foul on Claire Hamburger. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number three on St. Cecilia. The Phillies have 16 fouls. St. Cecilia with three. The Hawkins have 41 points on the board. The Sutton Phillies, 31. And Sutton comes back to their offensive end. Here's Wiseman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Nicola runs her back the other way on the dribble. Gets it ahead now to Josie Prevett. Prevett right here on the top of the three-point arc. Now she drives it to the goal. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Sherman. Here comes Sutton back the other way with Limcall. She loses control of the ball. That's going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia Hawkins. 15 turnovers now in Sutton here in the ball game. There's a Carly Wright with the ball back in their offensive zone. It's still a 10-point ball game. Nobody has scored yet. Here in the fourth quarter, it's 41-31. Driving for the basket. It shot is up and in. Claire Hamburger scores. Hamburger around the screen, took it right to the hole, and she scores. 15 points now in the ball game for Claire Hamburger. 43-31. And now it's going to be Sutton calling a timeout. The Phillies call a timeout here. With 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 43, Sutton 31.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
1230 KHAS.
This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Take time to stop at Crozier Park Pharmacy and let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. You can call 402-462-4605. In the third quarter, St. Cecilia is 6 out of 9 from the field, 66%. Sutton 5 out of 10. St. Cecilia was 0 out of 1 on three-pointers in the third quarter. Sutton was 0 out of 2. St. Cecilia was 6 rebounds. Sutton had 3. Nobody had a blocked shot there in the third quarter of play. It's 43-31 now. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Sutton has got the ball, dribbling the ball into the lane and drawing a personal foul. It could be Wiseman. So Wiseman will go to the free throw line. She took the ball right in the paint there, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Claire Hamburger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. Dundee County now leading Ravenna 51-32 there at the end of the third quarter. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Wiseman. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings, as the Ravenna Blue Jays trailing in their district championship ball game. Second shot by Wiseman is up there and in. So that makes the score a 43-32 ball game now in favor of St. Cecilia. Hawkins with the ball. Sutton now attacking in backcourt. They'll need some possessions here in this fourth quarter as we are past 5.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Here's Nicola with the ball. Nicola goes over to Carly Wright. She has the ball out here near the 10-second line. Carly Wright comes to Hamburger. Entry pass to get it inside to Nicola. Dribbles the ball toward the goal. A shot is up there. No good. Nicola is knocked down. No foul is called. Rebound comes down to Sutton. Back the other way. Rim call down the lane. There's a pass out to Wiseman. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Sydney Grease. Keeps it alive. Here's a pass out on top. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores. Sandra Farmer with the interception. The steal and a field goal on the other end. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia is out on top by 13. Biggest lead of the ball game now at 45-32 here in the district championship ball game. There's a baseline jumper put up there. No good by Limcall. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's Josie Prevett with a rebound, and she hands it away now. That's Carly Wright with the ball. Dribbles to the near side, stops, gets it into the offensive zone. Rainbow pass goes to the far side. Chandler Farmer's got the ball on the wing. Farmer behind the screen, takes it to the goal. A shot is up there. It's going to be good. back-to-back field goals by Sandra Farmer. Farmer's now got 10 points in the basketball game here for St. Cecilia, and the Hawkettes have now opened up a 15-point lead, 47-32. There's Wiseman just to the right of the basket. Her pass will be deflected out of bounds. McKaylee Anderson coming to the ball game now for the first time here for Sutton. And going out will be Sydney Grease. It's a 15-point lead now for St. Cecilia, 47-32. We've got 4 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Driving the baseline again. That's going to be Grease with the ball. She's in trouble. Gets it away. There's a shot by Wiseman from 12 feet away. No good. Rebound comes down to Carly Wright. Long pass down the right sideline. They get it to Hamburger. Now to Josie Prevett. Shot is up there. No good. Prevett grabs the rebound. Trapped along the baseline. And now a timeout's called. John Kyle calls a timeout after Prevett misses the easy one. So he got the rebound just to the left side of the basket. But John Kyle calls the timeout. Timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
If the pharmacy where you've been doing business is closing, no worries, because you can come to Keith's Pharmacy in Hastings. Keith's has a caring and compassionate staff that will assist you with all your prescription and over-the-counter needs. There's two locations to serve you, at 5th and Hastings and at the Hastings Medical Park. If you have questions, you can call 462-6101. Keith's Pharmacy, serving Hastings and the surrounding area for over 50 years.
1230 KHAS.
The last field goal for Sutton was within 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the third quarter. We've now got 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. And St. Cecilia has opened up a 47-32 lead over the Sutton Phillies here in the district championship ball game at the Jungle at Hastings High. It'll be the Hawkins playing the ball in. Here's Nicola. Out of Hamburger on the right baseline. She drives it for the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Hamburger scores for St. Cecilia. She's now got 17 points in the ball game, and the Hawkettes are blowing the Phillies out of their stables here. There's a shot from the top of the key. It is no good by McKenna Grease, and the rebound comes down to Josie Prevent. 49-32. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Kylie Wright with the ball down the near sideline. Kylie Wright, she's going to be double teamed. There's a pass, and we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on Kaylee Anderson. That's going to be her first foul. 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 49-32. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good there by Carly Wright. The rebound comes down to the Sutton Phillies. Running back the other way is Limcaw. She loses the control of the ball. It's picked up by Farmer. Turnover number 16. Just too many turnovers tonight for Sutton to stay with a team like the Hawkettes. There's a pass to the far sideline. Farmer for three. Shot is no good. Rebound comes down here to Wiseman. Long pass ahead. That's going to be picked off again. That's Nicola with the ball. And now we've got it goes out of bounds on the far sideline. It was last touch there by Savannah Sherman of Sutton. So it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. 17 turnovers on the Phillies of Sutton. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in this one. St. Cecilia with a 17-point lead. They inbound the ball here. It's going to be Morgan Nicola with the ball. Morgan Nicola brings it back to the center of the floor. Comes over here to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger around the screen from Nicola. Drives it down the lane. Loses control of it. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a turnover in St. Cecilia. That's their sixth of the ball game. And the contest now is going to be Megan Drudik for the Sutton Phillies. So Drudik is in. Savannah Sherman checks out. So Drudik, a 5'10" junior now into the ball game. Head coach Monica Smith and the Sutton Phillies, 2:35 to play here in the fourth quarter. 49-32 is the score. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here. Wiseman has got it now. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. Ball tapped around. St. Cecilia comes out of there. Long pass ahead. They get the ball to Farmer. She goes up for the shot. Good. Sandra Farmer scores off of the break again. She's got 12 points in the ball game, 51-32. There's Drudik on the right baseline. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Prevent. Long pass down to four. The Farmer has got it again. She drives, shoots, and scores. Farmer now with 14 in the ball game, 53-32. And now we've got a whistle. We've got a timeout here from the Sutton Phillies. The timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. Back with more after this.
Eagle Point knows the competition better. Watch out when the Sutton Phillies basketball team takes the court at district finals. The girls are fiercely talented and amazingly dedicated, and they have what it takes to win. Good luck, Phillies. Rock the rim. From Eagle Point and Sutton, proud to support the Sutton athletes. Sutton Irrigation and Repair Incorporated knows the fans are geared up and ready for the Sutton Phillies to take the court at the district finals basketball playoffs. The girls have worked hard all season and are ready for anything, especially ready to win. Good luck, Phillies, from Sutton Irrigation and Repair Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
The Sutton Phillies have gone 9 minutes and some change without hitting a field goal in the ballgame. And St. Cecilia has opened up a 53-32 lead. This game was close at halftime. It was 23-20. So the Phillies have only scored 12 points here in the second half of play. And they have been held without a field goal for about 9 minutes of the second half. Phillies have the basketball. Here's Wiseman again. Goes over in the wing on the left side to Raymer. Raymer drops it down on the baseline. That's going to be Drudik as he drives. Her pass is going to be deflected. It is loose and it's taken down again by St. Cecilia. Now we got a whistle. A jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is playing in favor of Sutton, so we'll stay right here. We'll name our player of the game. We'll have our coaches post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Tomorrow, Hastings College men's basketball. The Broncos playing in the GPAC semifinals in Sioux Center, Iowa against the Dort Defenders on the air tomorrow at 2:45. Tip-off will be at 3. There's a shot from the top of the key. It's up there and in by Raymer. A three-pointer by Raymer for the Sutton Phillies, and now we got a foul called here in backcourt. Public address announcer had the wrong team there. That's Raymer hitting the shot, not Lucy Skoke. We're going to have a personal foul called here. That's going to go on Sutton. So they go from the 1:302 mark in the third quarter to 1:29 of the fourth quarter without hitting a field goal. And now it's going to be Skoke going to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. But that was Maddie Schwinka missing the free throw. Here comes Raymer back the other way. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Schwenka for the St. Cecilia Hawkins. A minute and 17 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with an 18-point lead, 53-35. Dribbling with the ball back here. In backcourt is going to be Sheehy. And now we got a 10-second violation. 10-second violation is the Hawkins. That problem is getting the ball across the 10-second line. That's going to be the seventh turnover on the Hawkins. 53-35. Hastings St. Cecilia getting to wrap up a district championship here tonight. They'll move on to the Girls State High School basketball tournament next week. Raymer has got the ball on the wing. They're on the left side, down at the baseline. That's going to be Limcall. Her shot's up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawkins have the ball. Melody O'Callaghan in the ball game now to Schwinka. Schwinka is going to have her pocket picked here in backcourt. There's a turnover and a shot by Drudik is up and in. Brother McKenna Grease scoring there for Sutton. She's now got 15. Here's another steal in backcourt. A shot up there by Wiseman is going to be no good. Finally, St. Cecilia grabs the rebound, and they throw it. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia ball with 38.9 seconds to play. 53-37, St. Cecilia's got the lead. Hawkins will inbound the ball here in backcourt. They get it in here. That's going to be Reagan Esch with the ball. Now she has some problems with it. She's going to be hit on the play, and a foul is going to be called. So a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Limcall. That's going to be her second. And now we're going to see Monica Smith clearing the bench here for the Sutton Phillies with 36.5 seconds to play. Sutton is going to wrap up their season with a mark of 16 wins and 9 losses. They don't have any chance at a possible wild card in Class C2, so their season is going to be over. Here's Esch going to the free throw line. She's a 33% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there, and the shot's going to be good. It's now 54-37. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. The Hawkins will go to the state tournament with a mark of 21 wins and 3 losses. The official pairings will be out from the Nebraska School Activities Association for the state tournament tomorrow. The shot by Reagan Esch is going to be up there and in. It's now 55-37. St. Cecilia with the lead. Sutton has got the ball with some new faces into the ball game. Sponberg has got the ball now. Comes over here on the near sideline. It's going to be tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Sutton ball. And now head coach John Kyle is going to clear the bench with 25.3 seconds to play. So Sutton will play things in here on the near sideline. 25.3 seconds to play. in the district championship ball game tonight here at the Jungle at Hastings High. Sponberg with the ball down in the baseline to Anderson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. It's loose. It's going to be brought down here by St. Cecilia in the backcourt. There's a Lucy Skoke with the ball. She'll bring things up with 12 seconds to play. Skoke into the forecourt now. Lucy Skoke goes down in the corner. Morgan Parr has got it now. Parr brings it up to the elbow. Now back to a Skoke down in the corner. We've got 1 second, and that's going to be the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. The Hawkettes wrap up the district championship. They'll move on to the Girls State High School basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. They use a strong defensive effort in the second half of play. And they go on to beat the Sutton Phillies tonight in Girls High School basketball. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 55, Sutton 37. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Jungle, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. Final score of 55-37 over the Sutton Phillies tonight. Girls High School basketball. So St. Cecilia wraps up the district championship tonight. The Hawkins will head to the Girls State High School basketball tournament next week in Lincoln with a mark of 21 wins and 3 losses on the season as they cut the nets down another time here, another district championship for St. Cecilia. For the Sutton Phillies, they wrap up their season a mark of 16 wins and 9 losses. We'll get to the scoring in the ball game here tonight. It was Hastings St. Cecilia being led by Claire Hamburger. She scored 17 points in the ball game tonight. Hamburger had 7 field goals, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Chandra Farmer, she had 14 points in the game tonight. Farmer had 6 field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And scoring 13 points in the ball game was Morgan Nicola. She knocked down one of the very few three-pointers in the ball game tonight. Nicola had 1-3, and she had 4 two-point field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Hamburger was 17, Chandra Farmer with 14, Morgan Nicola had 13. The other scorers for St. Cecilia, Josie Prevett, she had 4 points. She had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Carly Wright, she had a couple of field goals. She was 0 out of 1 from the line for 4 points. Reagan S., she was 2 out of 2 from the line for 2 points. And Lil Sheehy was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. St. Cecilia connected on 12 out of 16 from the free throw line in the basketball game tonight. The Sutton Phillies, they were led by McKenna Grease, and she scores 15 points in the game. Grease had 7 field goals, and she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Savannah Sherman, she had 7 points. Sherman had 2 field goals, and she was 3 out of 7 from the line. Delaney Limcall, she had 5 points all in the first half. She had a field goal, and she was 3 out of 3 from the line. The other scorers for Sutton, Kaylin Wiseman, she had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She finished with 3 points. She was their leading scorer coming in, averaging 10.1. Terrell Raymer had 3 points in the ball game on a 3-pointer. Sydney Grease, a field goal for 2, and Alexa Johnson, a field goal and 2 points. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off the Sutton Phillies tonight by a score of 55-37. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
And we're back here at the Jungle at Hastings High. The district championship decided here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over the Sutton Phillies by the score of 55-37 as they continue to chop the nets down here at the Jungle tonight. Plenty of pictures and all kinds of stuff yet to come here on the floor of the Hastings High gym tonight. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, three players scoring double figures tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger, she scores 17 points in the ball game tonight. Chandra Farmer, she had 14 points. Morgan Nicola, she scores 13 points in the game tonight. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Well, our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Claire Hamburger. She led the Hawkettes in scoring tonight, but boy, you could pick either one of the top three players there. They all had three good nights here tonight. Hamburger leads the way in scoring with 17 points. She had six in the first half, 11 more in the second half of play. Claire Hamburger is going to be our player of the game tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off the Sutton Phillies by a score of 55-37. Again, Claire Hamburger, our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to high school basketball from 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more postgame coverage continues here on your Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
Well, as is the case with every district championship ball game, all the pictures, all the hoopla And the chances of getting John Kyle here might be slim to none here as he continues with his on-floor celebration down there as the Hawkins lock up another district championship here in girls basketball, headed to the state tournament next week. Play will get underway next Thursday down in Lincoln. Of course, it will run Thursday, Friday, championship games on Saturday. The official pairings will be out probably sometime tomorrow morning by the Nebraska School Activities Association. As close as we can predict right now, it looks like a number two seed for Hastings St. Cecilia, which would mean a possible 2 o'clock ball game or maybe a early evening ball game next week in Lincoln. But again, we'll have the official pairings out tomorrow from the NSAA. And a couple of other scores we'll pass along to you as far as girls basketball is concerned. In addition to this Hastings St. Cecilia victory over Sutton, 55-37, the other district final in Class C2 we were concerned about, it was Dundee County Stratton knocking off the Ravenna Blue Jays tonight by the score of 62-48. So Dundee County Stratton knocks off the Ravenna Blue Jays in the district championship ball game being played out at North Platte tonight, 62-48. The Giltner Hornets going to be in the state tournament next week. Giltner knocked off Bertrand tonight in the game played at Gibbon by the score of 51-32. Again, St. Cecilia winning here by a score of 55-37. We'll take our break. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
And the final numbers on the ball game here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. They ended up shooting 21 out of 40 from the field tonight for 53%. Sutton, they were just 14 out of 41 for 34%. They were 7 out of 23 in the second half of play. On three-pointers tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia, not a very good night. They hit just 1 out of 10 three-pointers for 10%. Sutton was only 1 out of 11 for 9%. So the two teams combined for only 2 three-pointers in the basketball game here tonight. St. Cecilia ended up out-rebounding Sutton by a margin of 25-20. St. Cecilia had 7 offensive rebounds, 18 on defense. Sutton had 3 offensive rebounds and 17 on defense. Sutton had 18 turnovers in the basketball game tonight compared to only 8 for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes had 11 steals in the ball game. Sutton had just 1. What else do we have? Free throws. It was St. Cecilia 12 out of 16, 75%. It was Sutton 8 out of 13 for 62%. It was St. Cecilia with 2 blocked shots in the ball game tonight. Sutton had no blocked shots. So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over the Sutton Phillies by the score of 55-37, as the Hawkettes will move on into the Girls State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln. Again, the action will get underway next Thursday down in Lincoln. And again, the official pairings will be out by the Nebraska School Activities Association sometime tomorrow. And Lincoln is going to release the official pairings in the basketball game. But Hastings St. Cecilia grabs the win here tonight. They had a 12-10 advantage after the first quarter of play, 23-20. At halftime, St. Cecilia then leading 41-31 after three quarters of play, and they go on to win tonight by a score of 55-37. As St. Cecilia assistant coach P.J. Henry is going to join us on the postgame show. And, Coach, congratulations. These district championships ever get tiring?
No, they don't. They did. It was fun.
Tell you what, you guys played extremely well defensively. We had you holding Sutton 9 minutes and 30 seconds without a field goal in the second half of play. Just talk about the defensive effort there.
Well, we had a little chat at halftime that the first 3 or 4 minutes of the game, our defense was got us out to about, an 8-1 run. And then still played decent defense, but we wanted to come out second half. And
really set the tone for the second half. Anytime you can't score on a field goal, I like your chances.
Yeah, they played real well the second half.
Yeah. Offensively, it looked like it took you a while to get going. You had the lead, lost it in the first half. They came back to tie, and then you finally got things going maybe midway through the second quarter.
Yeah, I think we weren't patient enough. We talked about being more patient on offense, make them run a little defense, and then work for a better shot. And
they do anything to surprise you. John talked about this being the fourth meeting in the last 2 years that you played set, and they surprised you with anything out there tonight?
No, not really. We told the girls they're going to come out, they're going to play hard. You know, they're well-coached, and they're young, and they're going to be around for a while. We kind of worked on a few things we thought they might do, but...
They ever use those things?
We didn't have to.
Saint Cecilia going on to a 55-37 win over Sutton. So the next thing up for you guys, you've got the state tournament next week. Now, is this a team that maybe can make some noise down in Lincoln? Is this good enough team to make some noise down there?
I believe it is. I really do. We've got great competitors. They don't take a playoff. They're ready to go. They're pretty excited. They work hard.
You got to the state championship game last year. Can you get back to this year?
I believe we can. We're going to give it a good shot.
Talk about the keys. You guys have been down to the state tournament. What's the keys to winning down there in Lincoln in a state tournament atmosphere?
You know, yeah, I think that just like this year, we should get a, you know, probably going in with a 2 seed and get a good team, but a team that'll be more to our liking for the first game. Once you win that first game, and we hunker down at the motel, we're not running around at the mall or anything like that. We
all business, huh?
All business, yes. And right. they buy into that, yeah.
All right, my man. Congratulations on the district championship. We'll see you next week.
Mike, thanks for all you do.
All right, man. Right. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Yep, P.J. Henry, the assistant coach for the Hawkins of Hastings St. Cecilia, as St. Cecilia cruises to the win here tonight, 55-37 over the Sutton Phillies. So next up on the docket, we will head to Sioux Center, Iowa. We'll have Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow afternoon. We'll be with the men's team. Hastings College will be taking on the Dort Defenders tomorrow. That's the sixth-ranked team in the nation. This is a team that does not lose very often in their home arena, and Hastings College basically has to pick up a win tomorrow in order to qualify for the NAIA National Tournament. It'll be some hostile surroundings tomorrow. We'll have the ball game for you. You're on 1230 KHAS, 245 for the pregame show, 3 o'clock for the tip-off. Dort and Hastings tomorrow. The women's team also playing in the GPAC semifinals. They'll have a home game tomorrow against the Morningside Mustangs, and we'll be keeping you up to date on the progress of that game throughout the men's contest as well. So if you can't make it to the home date tomorrow, we'll certainly keep you up to date on the Hastings College women while the play-by-play coverage of the Hastings College men as they play in Sioux Center against Dort. In the final score here, this one is Hastings St. Cecilia knocking off Sutton tonight for the second time this season, 55-37. For my producer and engineer at the radio station, John Devron, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High School Basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.